Let me say that I think that until I had a briefing by our team recently on the complexity of APH, I didn't fully appreciate and realize how many calculations, permutations there are that could potentially impact a producer's ability to obtain adequate crop insurance protection at an affordable price. This election obviously depends on whether or not a particular county suffered significant losses below 50% of what they would normally anticipate producing. It not only impacts the county where that has occurred, but it also, as you indicated, touches contiguous counties. So that multiplies significantly the number of farmers who will want to do some calculation. It will obviously have an impact on premiums, and Brandon can discuss that. But I think the most important thing is that it, in my view anyway, is that it provides producers the ability to take out that year or two that just simply would skew the data to the point where they would not be in a position to adequately support and protect their crop investment. And that's really, at the end of the day, the purpose of crop insurance and of the safety net that we have. Brandon, you want to add to that?
Yeah, the one thing I would say, it shouldn't impact farmers who do not take advantage of this provision. The details should come out in December. But as with any crop insurance policy, the premium charge is tied directly to the risk involved in growing that crop in that county. We're working on this issue, but certainly as the coverage level potentially changes, there could be potential premium changes. But I'd say let's wait till December. We'll have more details on that.